Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
Oh, I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, not preferably.
Independent.
And what is your main racial background? Asian or Asian American? A wider Caucasian? Hispanic? African American or
that,
black?
That doesn't matter how I vote. My race, my color, whatever. My race, my color is not part of my vote. I vote for the best person.
Okay. Thank you for that opinion. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 36 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. In general speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
In Florida?
Yes.
I'm not sure how to answer that one. Some things are okay, some things suck. Some things suck.
That's okay. Thank you for your opinion. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Crime and public safety, abortion, the economy and jobs, local growth and development, illegal immigration, housing and proper insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, climate and the environment, access and cost of health care, kindergarten 12 education, or taxes?
All of them are important. All of them are issues that need to be addressed by common sense people. Not Democrat, not Republican, not independent. Somebody with common frickin' sense.
Thank you. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how you're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate.
Nope. Republican only.
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate then, or probably vote for the Republican candidate.
Yep. Democrats have done nothing.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove? Of course. He's a piece of shit.
And do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly. And that's not given an extreme. If you have an extremely strongly disapprove of his performance, then yeah, that's the one. Extremely disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
Oh, I approve of that, yeah.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Yeah, somewhat. He could improve.
Thank you for your opinion. Jim, now we'll be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Sienna Osta?
Who?
Sienna Osta.
Don't know her.
Mike Caruso?
Don't know him.
And Kamala Harris?
Piece of shit.
So you're very unfavorable towards her.
Oh, extremely unfavorable. She's a lion. She's a liar. She's a cheater. She's a puppet. And she's not she's Biden and Harris are not running the government. That's what people don't understand. It's unelected elites that are running the government. Biden and Harris are nothing.
Thank you for that opinion. And if the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Republican, of course.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I'm definitely voting for Trump. Trump Vance.
Thank you. And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Ossoff, the Democratic candidate?
Republican, all the way down.
Thank you. You will say they are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican
Definitely, definitely Republican.
Thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
And what you vote for candidate?
Reminder here. An independent voted for Donald Trump.
Yes. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, or always vote Republican?
There's no real good way to answer that. I research the people. I research what I can, and then I draw an opinion, and I try to choose the best person. You know, I don't give a rat's ass what their political whatever is, what their political party is. I try to choose the best person in my eyes.
Thank you for
that. If that happens to be a Democrat, fine. But the Democrats have not proven to be honest. They're criminals.
I'm not sure
how much of this is being recorded so that, you know, it can be listened to and my whole opinion can be considered, but I'm sure you have boxes
yes,
to check, and that's all that's going to happen.
No, all your opinions are recorded, sir, and are taken into consideration. We appreciate your opinion, sir. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Well, I'm conservative. Absolutely.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Oh, very. I mean, I believe everybody should have an opportunity to succeed and you know, that's conservative. To progress, to succeed, to grow, to be free, to, you know, within the confines of the law. And again, the law, equal law for, it shouldn't matter. The Lady Justice is supposed to be blind. You shouldn't look at political values, color of skin, religious beliefs. You shouldn't do that. The Lady of Justice who holds those scales has a blindfold on. And our court system, our judicial system, our government has defied that. Here's the thing. The Republicans didn't cause anything. The Democrats caused it. The Republicans are not the solution to the problem. But the problem is caused by, okay, it's caused by the corrupt Democrats. I truly feel there's good Democrats out there. There's really good ones. There's good American Democrats. I will say that over and over and over again. But the ones that just fanatics, it's just look at the media. They cast descriptions. They call conservatives names, racist, misogynist, this, that. I mean, and it doesn't happen from the conservative side. It doesn't happen. The anger, the animosity, the assault, it's all from the left, the lunatic left.
Thank
Donald
you
Trump gets shot.
Sir.
People. They
Thank you for those opinions, sir.
I saw on social media where this Congresswoman Lee passed away from cancer. And everything that I, well, wishes, well, this is, it's like, okay, these are people offering well wishes to the family. If that had been somebody else like Ted Cruz, Homer,
hello? You're breaking down, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Finish the questions.
Thank
you. I got the hell of a box that I can go.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Oh, what do you want to call it? Technical school. I got a technical school certificate. I was an airplane mechanic. But I have some college without, I have some college courses behind me without a certificate.
Thank you. And what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim or Islamic, agnostic, atheist or non-believer?
Hey, this one's going to make, I hope you're sitting down. I'm Christian.
Yes,
my wife is Muslim. And we get along just fine.
Thank you. So, excellent. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, sir. We appreciate your opinion.
Okay. Who are you doing this for?
We're calling from Opinion Research, sir. Hello? Hello? Hello, sir?
Where is Opinion Research from?
We're located in Florida, sir.
And you work for a university? Or just a independent company?
An independent company, sir.
And who do you report these findings to?
Directly to Opinion Research, sir.
Okay, because I'm going to research Opinion Research when we get done with this call and find out who you are. You know?
Yes, sir.
So, but anyway, is that it?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, can I add one thing?
Yes, sir.
I'm 67 years old. This is the first time that I've ever been polled. Ever. 67 years. I see all this polling data, polling this, polling that, all this poll over here, Emerson poll, that poll, the ref. Okay, who are they polling? Because 67 years, I've never, ever, and I know no one who has been, personally. I will commend you on that. This is the first time I have ever been called and polled. Thank you for that, by the way.
I appreciate your time, sir.
So, all right, thanks.
Have a great evening.
Opinion Research, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks.